97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. Welcome back from the weekend as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock this evening. Joe Torti in at 8 o'clock, so we'll share that time together. We run until 10. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Great work, of course, Mike, Andrew filling in for Todd, Nat in the house, Josh Rabick producing the show tonight. So we're going to hang out solo until 8. Join Joe Torti at 8 o'clock and run until 10. But obviously, you know, start off with the All-Star weekend and how things went there. We'll get into some baseball with the Astros continuing to get on everyone's nerves with everything that happened with the trash can gate and all kinds of stealing signs and things that they really got into. So we'll get into that as the show goes on, of course, because it is some interesting stuff with Manfred speaking and Mike Trout talking. And he doesn't say much of anything about anything. He just talks about what's going on out there and the face of sports and all that good stuff from Mike. And, you know, interesting conversation overall as to where the leagues are in general, all of them so far. So the weekend, having a chance to look at the All-Star weekend and everything that happened, and Embiid and Simmons in the All-Star game performing very well with Team LeBron winning the All-Star game. Embiid having a solid night as well. The dream shake that he had that I was talking to with Josh and Dylan in the back, and the dream shake, we've seen him do it before, Joel Embiid. That was probably the best dream shake I've ever seen him do. But that being said, it was an entertaining All-Star weekend from the Friday night, which was, you know, whatever it is. It really starts on Saturday going into Sunday with the All-Star game. So let's jump from the celebrity game and the Rising Stars Challenge on Friday night and skip right to what happened on Saturday evening. And the Skills Challenge was what the Skills Challenge is. That's just a filler. That's a whatever type of thing on the night. But the three-point contest where you had Buddy Hield and Devin Booker going out to the wire, that was some good theater. If you like shooting and you watch something like that, you just sit there and marvel at how these guys get these shots off from that distance with the accuracy, the stamina in which they're able to go around from rack to rack to rack, all five racks, and get their work done out there. It's just phenomenal, and I absolutely love it. You can always put on the show that way as well. And then you, of course, get to the dunk contest, which when we talked about the dunk contest before my last show, I think was Wednesday, I believe it was. Yeah, Wednesday of last week. And we started talking about the dunk contest and the best ones because it was Vince Carter's 20-year anniversary of Vince Carter's great dunk contest exhibition that he put on to win the thing. And I was not too keen with Dwight Howard being out there. Didn't care about Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. I like Pat Connaughton as a dunker in game. I wasn't sure what he would give you in a dunk contest, and he was okay. But it was really about Derrick Jones Jr. and Aaron Gordon. And once you eliminated those two, Howard and Connaughton, that was a show. That was a show. And Josh Rabick, who's producing, he asked, he said, what do you think about the All-Star Weekend experience? Basically Saturday night of what we've always paid attention to, the marquee night outside of the game in general. The marquee is really what happens on Sunday night. That's the fun night of the entire weekend. And I was entertained. I really was. When you're doing the first two rounds, when Dwight and Pat Connaughton, who I didn't think had a chance to advance, I'm just doing what I'm doing. I'm mulling around. First of all, I did not care because I was out with my daughters for Valentine's Day, and we had some stuff, some family stuff to do on Friday that had us push Valentine's dinner into Saturday. So we did that. I was in no rush to get back to watch the Skills Challenge. And yeah, I wanted to see the three-point contest, but I was able to catch up on it. The dunk contest was really what I wanted to see. And over the years, it has really gone off. It was really falling off with the overall display that they put out there on the floor. But man, with Aaron Gordon coming back, Derrick Jones Jr. coming back, Zach LaVine declined. He didn't do it because he wasn't an all-star. He just did a three-point shootout, and that was fine. You know, it was whatever. You wish that you could see the best of the best out there, but we got a good show. We got a really good show from Derrick Jones Jr. For Aaron Gordon to give you five 50s, and then that final one where they gave him, what, a 48? Because 47 because three went with a 49 after he jumped over Taco Fall because he had to get creative and pull Taco Fall out of the crowd where it wasn't planned because they just kept running out of, they started using all of their dunks and they had to just, what do you do with dunk contest? Creativity. And that's what they did. It was amazing. Markelle Fultz, where everybody was saying it was a bad pass off of the side of the backboard because it was more on the edge of it versus the side. And I remember that one from when Allen Iverson did that for Andre Iguodala years back when they were still both here as Philadelphia 76ers. And Andre Iguodala was robbed because they gave Nate Robinson 12 different opportunities to complete his dunk. And Iguodala lost. This one was fun, and I enjoyed it overall. The changes that they made in the All-Star game on Sunday night, I thought, brought back some energy into the game, specifically in the final frame, that fourth quarter. The fact that each quarter was for charity, right? Kobe, the Kobe angle of it all by adding the 24 points on things. The fact that in the fourth quarter, you have a total score that you have to now get to, what was it, like 27 points or something like that? And that final, was it 27, Josh? 24 points that you had to get to in that final frame to add on. That was just fun because then those guys actually played. There were no substitutions, right? The coaches let the best players out there decide the basketball game. The intensity from the players getting ticked off at the officials from calls that they felt were made, like when Embiid had picked up his pivot foot, started going in circles because he was defended well, and they bailed him out with a foul call. Kyle Lowry out there taking charges. Everything. It was just great basketball, great theater, fun. And Josh asked a great question. How do you feel about All-Star Weekend going into it? And then, of course, what we saw come into play over the weekend. And coming into it, like I said, I was in no rush to get back because, you know, I was hanging out with my daughters for Valentine's Day. It was our dinner. We do it every year, right? So I got to make sure my daughters are taken care of. And we hang out, we do our thing, we, you know, sit around, talk. Nice meal. I'm not rushing because I'm not interested in that skills challenge and, you know, that type of stuff. But then once you settle in, once we got back and we were able to settle in, kind of rewind things that to the point where we won it, it was fantastic. And normally over the years, going back to, again, I'm 42 years old, so going back to when it was Dominique and Jordan going at it. Even Kenny Skywalker, Spud Webb, D. Brown, Harold Miner, all of these different ones. Glenn Rice in the three-point shootout. And Del Curry doing what Del Curry does in the shootout. And so on and so forth. And even with Kobe Bryant as a rookie, Allen Iverson in a rookie game, all this stuff. We always look forward to those because you knew what the guys were. You knew who they were. You knew what type of show you were going to get in every event that they had over the weekend. And it has not been the same. Certain things have kind of pulled you back in. The competitive nature of Chris Paul, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant over the years, Russell Westbrook for that matter, Kevin Durant, we're trying to win this game. Then you go into the events of the three-point shootout with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in it, and you're like, man, you want to see these two guys in the final and see what they can do. And in the dunk contest, when Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon do their thing, going back to what we talked about last Wednesday with Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Steve Francis, putting on those shows, it has kind of dipped off. But it seems like it's starting to come back a little bit. I can do without, again, the skills challenge, but the amount of talent that's in the three-point shootout because of how people shoot now in the league, the way things have changed with the number, right, of everything involved with the three-point shooting in today's game, how prevalent it is, how important it is in today's game, that what they do outside of their skill work with their handle and their defense, their conditioning and all the stuff in the offseason, they work more than ever on their three-point shot. And when it comes to the three-pointer in today's game, and then you get into an exhibition thing like this, these guys are so good. And to see them have that concentration, have that pressure, have all of that. Now you got that green ball from Mountain Dew that's worth 3 points and all that stuff. I just thought it was a really good weekend. And I want to know where you guys are now versus where you were before, where it seems like for me that they're starting to get my attention back even more with these types of events that they have at All-Star Weekend. 610-632-0975. And as always, if we're talking hoops, you can get in on the Sixers as well. Once again, Embiid and Simmons putting on a nice show themselves. I believe 17 for Simmons, 21 off the top of my head for Joel Embiid. A good display of basketball from those guys. Good to see them. The only difference is with them, again, once you always felt that connection when your local team's player was playing in the game. And more so in basketball now, even still, than football, because no one cares about the Pro Bowl. If the Phillies have a player in the All-Star game, you really want multiple. So when it was Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Cole Hamels, you loved it. Doc Holliday, you loved it. You're like, all right, we well represented in this game and that one. Hockey, as Mike talked about, Joshua explained as well, it never really got that draw to it like the others. The skills challenge is cool because you're like, man, I still don't understand how these guys do what they do with these sticks on ice and these little blades of skates, right? And they get their work done, and you look at it and you're like, wow. But basketball is always the one. So in the NBA, when Charles Barkley would go, you're like, yeah, represented with Charles. And even when Charles got traded during his time from Philadelphia to Phoenix, and he was part of the Dream Team, you still looked at him as a Philadelphia 76er, even though it happened that summer. He's still yours, and you hate to see when they put Phoenix Suns up on the screen when they're showing Charles Barkley, and Allen Iverson goes, and he's representing you. But then when you had Jrue Holiday making the team, Andre Iguodala making the team, you only cared about Andre Iguodala when he was in the dunk contest, and it actually looked like he was going to win the thing. That's when you cared. But even with Simmons and Embiid, I want to ask this as well, as we talk about, as much as we're connected with those guys and you feel attached to them because you're right on top of them, you've seen them grow and develop in their 6 and 4 years in this league, respectively, Embiid and Simmons, do you still get that same type of pride that you may have had back when Irving and Cheeks and Tony, Barkley, Iverson were representing the city and the organization in the All-Star game? Because you're still proud that those guys are in there, and you're saying, okay, we have a collection of talent between those two that blends in with the best of the best in the league. Do you still get that feel that you had when it was those other Hall of Famers in yesteryear representing in the All-Star game and even All-Star weekend? 610-632-0975. So get your thoughts on that. Where you are on the All-Star, were on the All-Star weekend, how it performed for you. Did you feel good about everything? And also, just in general, the representation of the organization with Simmons and Embiid. Do you get that same feeling as you used to when it was Barkley, Iverson, Irving, Tony, Cheeks, Malone, all of that stuff? 610, Bobby Jones, I'm not going to exclude him. 610-632-0975. And as far as the Astros and all, I mean, when you click on ESPN and when you click on ESPN and on the side where it says top headlines, you see certain things. You see about the NFL. You see about Darius Slay wanting out of Detroit, and Detroit now entertaining to see if they can move him from there. You have, what, 6 things that they have as top headlines on ESPN.com. And the first three are all in regards to the Astros and everything that happened with their scandal. So it's obviously a big story. Major League Baseball is getting underway with spring training. The fact that Manfred did what he did, you know, the guys getting their penalties that they did, whether it's Cora and, you know, so on and so forth, with everyone, even Beltran losing his job with the Mets and everyone involved. Yet They still are World Series champions. They have not taken that away. You're hearing so many different stories about what they may have done in 19. Did they cheat in 19 as well? Should they have taken the away from them? Mike, I thought Mike was flat out correct when he said, you know what? They should be. No one wants to deal with this. You deal with this early when you ban them, the entire team, the organization for a year. That's their penalty if you're not going to take their championship away from them. You deal with that early, right? You probably won't hear much about it after that. After that, except for the fact that they have to change the schedule, they have to do certain things to accommodate the rest of the teams to make up for the games that you're going to miss by playing the Astros throughout the league. You get rid of it. Now this is going to go on all year. Mike is absolutely right. They're going to be throwing at them. They're going to be talking all kinds of stuff throughout the season. I'm tired. We got one of the best excuses over the weekend where, oh yeah, Correa had a tattoo on his back that wasn't done, on his shoulder blade that was not done. And with that, he didn't want to expose his tattoo out there on the field prematurely. Really? That's where we're going now? The shoulder blade tattoo that's undone and I don't want it to be seen yet? This is going to be a long one for this one. This is really going to be a long one with Major League Baseball and the Astros with everything that happened. So anything that you have on the Astros, let's have at it. We're here until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick is producing the show. We'll hear from him on Major League Baseball, All-Star Weekend as well. And, of course, we'll talk to you guys about All-Star Weekend, how you feel about your 76ers representing in the All-Star Game and All-Star Weekend in general. And did Aaron Gordon get robbed? Was he robbed this weekend? Or was Derrick Jones rightfully rewarded with the trophy for Slam Dunk Competition? 610-632-0975. I don't know how you split it up. That might have been the best thing, but I don't know that it has ever been done, and I don't know how you do it. How do you figure it out where those two could have won? It was a good show between Derrick Jones Jr., Chester native, and Aaron Gordon. 610-632-0975. We're here until 10 o'clock. Joe Torti in at 8. And we'll hang out with Joe until 10 right here on The Fanatic. Let's start things off on the phones with, how about we go to Mike in Germantown to start things off for us on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Javon, what's going on?
What's going on, Mike? Thanks for hanging on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, listen. What do you think with the Astros? That how about all Philly fans don't buy no tickets to the Astros game every time they come? I'm saying, you know, all around the country. That's the way you fix that, since they don't want to strip them of the title. Like Mike said, you either ban them from baseball 1 year or you strip them of the title. But you don't let them, because, you know, baseball, they smug with it, man. They keep cheating every year. Guys cheat, and you got to get stiff with the penalties, you know. But
yeah, and the tough part, as you pointed out, with them coming to each city whenever they travel to different stadiums and play for the weekend in those series, the problem here is, right, Mike, that they're going to go into each place, and you know how buildings, they want to make sure they protect the sport, they protect the players, where they don't want to, let's say, have these terrible signs that are in the building and in the stadiums throughout the entire summer. Well, you can't stop people from voicing their opinion when you don't do what you're not supposed to do in the right way, as you said, and reprimanding however you see fit in doing so. When you allow them to continue to come in these cities, they're going to have all of this. They're going to be booed crazily, right? Throughout every series that they go into these different places. I don't know what you do. Mike's idea was very, very good, I thought. And I guess the only difference is, how are they going to go about replacing those games? And what do you do about those games? And all, do you just flat out forfeit and give the teams the wins on that record? Whatever you do, right? It's a tough spot. They put the rest of the teams in a tough spot as well, if they were not. But What if some of those, what if some more things are going to come out with other teams as well? You can't sit there and say that, for me, that they were the only one that has done something. We figure that the Red Sox might have done something because of the connection with Cora, but what about other teams as well? It's going to be a tough year to start things off.
Well, you know what? I figured that if you strip them of the title, the players would get the message. And I think every other owner and the managers and the team should get a vote. Do you think they should be stripped of the title? And then, you know what I mean? If mm-hmm. you do that to them, everyone in baseball will start to do what they're supposed to do. Because they say, man, they're not playing with them. So that's just my thought on that. But I was going to say the All-Star Weekend, that looked pretty good. And I think Aaron Gordon really got robbed, man. He got robbed viciously. This is the second time getting jacked, twice. You know, come on, that's robbery, highway robbery. And I put it together.
Because he had the 50s?
Yeah, he had the 50s. It should have been over right then. I mean, when he had the 550s, you know, people, like, be honest. Javon, if you were doing how many ideas you going to have for dunks?
Man. I mean, you come in with about a good 7 because you expect for the first round, second round, and then whatever, your 3 in the finals. And if it has to go a little further, you have 2 in your back pocket. These guys had to get creative, and they did.
Yeah, and then they cheated them. But see, I said, I don't care what nobody says. I put it out there. Dwayne Wade, man, come on. He shouldn't have been up there. He couldn't have been up there.
Well, he was up there because of the Chicago angle, not so much with the angle of making sure Derrick Jones Jr. won. I hear you, Mike, and you know, but it is tough. It looks bad. It definitely does look bad.
Yeah, and then you know what about that is a lot of other good dunkers going to be like, man, I ain't doing that. Come on, man.
Well, they do that anyway. They do that anyway. Yeah. And that's why you have to just simply go with the legends. And while Dwayne Wade is a legend, he has that connection with Miami. Thanks so much, Mike, for starting things off. He has the connection with Derrick Jones Jr., former teammate. You like it when it's Dr. J, Shaquille O'Neal, George Gervin, whoever else you want to fill out that, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for that matter, whoever you want to fill out things there. But it should have been a tie. It shouldn't even, and to your point, Mike, it should not have been allowed for them to get to that point where it was that dunk off there. Give them what it was. It was a tie. Figure it out. Give them 2 trophies. They can afford it. 610-632-0975. So, as Mike says, was Aaron Gordon robbed? I don't think so. I thought it should have been the tie. And that was the NBA's fault. So now you have this conversation that's going to continue there. But it brings more drama. The only problem, as Mike said, guys are going to say no. This is why Ja Morant puts out a tweet later on saying, see, this is exactly why I didn't do it. Well, no, you don't, because you don't know that you would have been. I would have liked to have seen you there, but you don't even know that you would have been in the final. But to the point of, this is going to start other conversations where you probably don't need it and just make it a little bit simpler and right there, you know what? Tie. Done. That's what it is. 610-632-0975. We'll get to you guys when we get right back here on The Fanatic as we go until 10 o'clock. Josh Rabick producing. I'm Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
6:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Joe Torti in at 8, 610-632-0975. Getting your thoughts on the All-Star weekend, the game, the Saturday festivities with the All-Star, with the dunk contest, 3-point shootout. Forget about the skills challenge. It was what it was, but really those. And did Aaron Gordon get robbed? Did he get robbed in the dunk contest? No, it's their fault. They should have gave it to him, whatever it was supposed to be, and go from there. 610-632-0975. Easy. Easy. My cousin texted me, was like, yeah, just have them pose both of them with the trophy. Make sure they get both of them, get the trophy, and you're good to go. Good to go. Now, I wouldn't do it again if I was Aaron Gordon. That's twice. Twice. I wouldn't do it again. I would not. Now, you can sit there and go back and forth on the Zach LaVine-Aaron Gordon showdown where Zach LaVine won. Again, both of them could have won that one. Now, this weekend, why would Aaron Gordon come back? Ever. Why would he come back? I would not. I would not. 610-632-0975. We're getting a lot of Twitter response as well. And we've certainly been talking about the Astros and everything that happened with their scandal with the trash cans. Did we have, hold on, Josh, let me, you know, we just, let you know, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something. Let's go to Pete in Elkins Park next on the Fanatic. What's up, Pete?
How you doing?
What's up, Pete?
Yo, I'm feeling good, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. Good weekend. No complaints. How about yourself?
Same here, man. So, first time in over 10 years that I watched the whole All-Star weekend. Got two young kids. They, you know, they like a lot of the rising stars. So, that's how they first got me in. So, that was a good game, but it wasn't much to speak of. And then you get to the skills challenge, not too much there. But that dunk contest, man.
Yeah.
I would have had to give it to Gordon. Just because of what happened the last time. And I hear you. It was a tie. I got to agree. But I still would have given him a little edge. But the actual, like, All-Star game, that fourth quarter, that sucked me in, man.
That was basketball.
That was basketball at its best. I mean, you could really see the true great athletes that are out there, man. Like, I can't remember ever seeing an All-Star game like that. And I know it was really only one quarter that was like that. But it was incredible, you know?
No, it was, man. Let me get back to it real quick before we get into the All-Star fourth quarter and how competitive it was. When you say you would have given Aaron Gordon the trophy because of what happened last time, and that's hard to also go off of too, Pete, because guys are going to be like, wait a minute. So just because he performed well last time and I may have beaten him in this one, you're going to reward him for that one?
Yeah, but I had him actually beating LaVine. I thought he beat Zach LaVine. I mean, when you think about it, Zach LaVine had that one great last dunk. But when you look at all the dunks that Aaron Gordon had, he won that competition. He did.
I thought that one was a tie too, but again, they're not gonna, you know, they need to figure it out. They should have figured it out then, but they did not. And here we are again talking about the exact same thing, and now one of the best dunkers in the NBA in terms of the competition in general, he's never gonna do it again. Never.
I agree with you.
Like look, Iguodala, remember that one? When he was robbed because they let Nate Robinson dunk 17 times to give himself an opportunity to win? Iguodala said, I'm never doing it again. And
right. And
you can say what you want about him as far as the 76er and what he did with the contract and all, but that was the show that he put on in the All-Star, with that All-Star weekend in the dunk contest, and you lost one of your best ones because it was not judged correctly.
Oh, absolutely. He absolutely won that competition. I mean, once again, he made his dunks. Nate Robinson didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you reward a guy who, you know, kept doing it again and again? Like, you lose all the enthusiasm as a spectator.
Yep, absolutely, man. And I'm gonna pull up this game really quickly and look at the box score in the fourth quarter. 33-22 was the score. Team LeBron over Giannis, 157-155. Yeah, it was pretty good.
But that dream shake by JoJo,
that was the best one I've seen him do.
Man, that really drew me in. But can I give a quick shout out to my wife? Today's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Lindsay.
You got it, man. Happy birthday, Pete. Glad you guys, you and your sons, had an opportunity to enjoy the weekend. And it was fun. They put on a nice show. 610-632-0975. So Embiid, 29 minutes of play, 8 of 13 from the floor, 0 of 2 from the three-point line, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. He had 22 and 10. I said 21. 22 and 10, two turnovers in 29 minutes of play. in a reserve role for Ben Simmons, 29 minutes, 8 of 9 from the floor. You know they were all interior. 1 of 2 from the free throw line with 17 points, 6 boards, 5 assists in the victory for Team LeBron over Team Giannis. Kawhi Leonard was the All-Star Game MVP. It was a fun little show. Chris Paul got it. He got it in, too. He came off the bench and dropped 23 and 7 of 11 from deep. Was Chris Paul 8 of 14 from behind the 3-point line for Kawhi Leonard. Let's go back to the phones. Ralph in South Jersey next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ralph?
Thanks for taking my call, Ron.
Thanks for making it, man.
I enjoy the hell out of your show, man.
I appreciate that.
Talking about Houston and the scandal, the whole thing is a joke now because everybody's, you know, yelling and screaming. You know, Mike Trout, who I admire, everybody's screaming about guys should have got suspended. But the commissioner blew the thing in the very beginning, because once a gig was up, he offered immunity to anybody that would come in and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the players, I mean, hey, you know, you do a bank robbery.
Ralph, we lost you. So, listen, we'll put you on hold just in case it's one of those, as Joe Torti calls it, oh, we lost him. We thought it might have been a cheek mute. But it wasn't. We lost Ralph. So Ralph, South Jersey, call back, man, and we'll get you back in the mix and give you an opportunity to say what you had to say about the Astros and everything with the sign stealing and the trash can banging. Now, right, with Jose Altuve and the possibility of having something inside his jersey as he was rounding the bases, coming in for the score at home plate. Now we have the excuse of him having a shoulder tattoo that was not completed, that he didn't want it to be seen. That's why he didn't want his jersey ripped off, because of that, which is ridiculous. And yes, that's just ridiculous. So yeah, I mean, Major League Baseball, they did blow it. Guys were fired. We understand that, and that was going to happen. We knew people would lose their jobs or at least receive the long suspensions that they were going to get, and that's what happened. You figure with Beltran and Cora losing their jobs and the suspensions for the Astros and so on and so forth. And now, as Ralph was talking about it before his call dropped, now you're going to have players talking about this when they don't want to talk about this. All around the league, they're going to want to talk about this when they should not. They should be talking about what's going on with their teams, getting ready for this 2020 campaign. The improvements that they've made to their team, the additions that they have made to their team. What did you do in the offseason? How does your team look now stacked up against all of these other squads? And now they have to answer these questions. And Mike Trout has to give an answer where he might now say something crazy. Verlander, who is, right, Josh? Verlander, who is very outspoken. You hear him? Nope. Where's he? Always has something to say. Nothing. What does this mean for the Red Sox? And now are you going to start? Once again, the question is going to be raised. Who else was doing this that they may know about that they might try to hide now? Major League Baseball, because they knew something about it and they don't want it to get out, because they're going to say, oh, you've just been letting this thing go on. But we had to make an example out of one team. So that was the one team, and so on and so forth. It's a mess. It's a mess created by them, by not being proactive with these things. And yes, Mike said it. There's cheating that's going on in these sports for a long time. All of them. But baseball is the one that can get away with the most. We saw everything that happened with football with the Patriots. In the NBA, it's difficult. Plus, I mean, they're scouting and it's only 10 players on the floor. The scouting is good. You do what you got to do. Not that the scouting isn't good in the other sports as well. But and Major League Baseball, it's a little bit different, and that's how the Astros were able to get away with it for so long, until they had a whistleblower, decided to speak out, and got this thing underway. The only one that you really had going on in basketball was the Tim Donaghy thing with all of that, and that was an official and not a team, not players. Not ignoring that stuff might not have happened. We have not seen it. It has not been proven, so we don't know. But this is a mess, and he handled it wrong, and now it's just going to continue. And Ralph is back. We'll get to him so we can give him all his time on the other side. Drew, everybody else, 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South of Jersey's Diamond Destination. If you want to reach us, 610-632-0975, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
647, 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh Raby producing. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. Having a good conversation about All-Star Weekend, the dunk contest, the game itself, Simmons and Embiid. Not many people want to talk about Simmons and Embiid. That's okay. Normally we get that. And that's all right to take a little bit of a break from those guys as they get back on the floor Thursday night, 8 o'clock, nationally televised game, hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Sixers have 3 wins in a row going for their 4th on that night when they take on the Brooklyn Nets. 610-632-0975. And one of the names, really quickly, that we've talked about a little bit here on the show in regards to the Sixers taking a peek at someone via the buyout period, since, you know, buyout period is coming up and you have these different names. Well, Damari Carroll, not a name that the Sixers were really, I don't think, involved in. He was involved with a buyout, contract buyout with the San Antonio Spurs. And about 30 minutes ago, it came up, 30 minutes ago, it came up from Adrian Wojnarowski that he was going to agree to a contract with the Houston Rockets. Now, the name that the Sixers people, some Sixer fans have been linked to, and myself included, has just agreed to sign with the Rockets as well. And that would be veteran forward, according to Tim McMahon, Jeff Green. Jeff Green was released earlier in the year by the Utah Jazz. Has been out for a few weeks, still working out. The Sixers, according to Keith Pompey, worked out Jeff Green in Miami during one of their trips down to South Beach to take on the Miami Heat. And now Tim McMahon is saying that veteran forward Jeff Green has agreed to sign with the Houston Rockets. So the Houston Rockets with, of course, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, making the deal, sending Clint Capella to the Atlanta Hawks, bringing in Robert Covington. They have no centers outside of Tyson Chandler, who doesn't play many minutes for them. PJ Tucker and Robert Covington playing that center position. They have now added 2 veteran forwards to their rotation as they get set for the Western Conference playoffs and their run, of course, for an NBA Finals appearance. 610-632-0975. So that was just a name that's been out there that I know for one that I have my eye on Jeff Green as to what would happen now that the buyout period is here, ending on March 1st. Players are going to start picking their squads. Jeff Green now going to the Houston Rockets. 610-632-0975. Let's now rejoin Ralph in South Jersey here on 97.5. Thanks for calling back, Ralph.
Hi, thank you for taking my call again.
No problem.
The point I was just making was the commissioner bungled this thing so bad that he basically left himself with nobody left him. Started granting immunity. The players were going to, of course, they're going to go in there, lie, and pay. Guess what? I got immunity. So the only people that were left to punish were the manager, Beltran, and those guys, because no coach or manager or team is going to walk in and say, hey, by the way, I let my guys cheat. I knew about it all along. He'd never get a job again. Mm-hmm. Players are going to get suspended. They'll be back playing, making their money. If the coach takes a year suspension, hey, you know what? He'll be in the minor leagues, and in 2 years he'll be back, you know, coaching at the major league, maybe not a manager. But the commissioner left himself with nobody left to punish, so it's all water over the dam screaming about why we didn't do more.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And even going back to just some other things that have taken place where in the past. Of course, we know about Canseco and Sosa and all that stuff, but then you even go to Alex Rodriguez where people had their issues there and some stuff started to happen there. And now you just look at this and saying, you know, how do you allow this to happen? Your sport is, of course, it's acknowledged as one of the top four sports, but it's starting to lose a little bit of interest because of whatever it is, whether it's the length of the games and how things are being played now, where the hitting is just out of control for some people and some don't like how the pitching is done. This is something, as you pointed out, Mike, I mean, Ralph, that you could have jumped in and tried to clean up a little bit and save face with your fan base and make a statement. And he did not. And now he's left, as you pointed out, with this stuff to try to clean up.
Well, when you were talking about it, in fact, you just mentioned it, A-Rod, you know, his scandal with the steroids was nothing to what happened when he was down in Texas.
Right.
Part of the thing, reason he was gone out of Texas was because him and the opposing players had come to an agreement that they would tip signals to each other in games that weren't close, and his own teammates found out about this and said, "What the hell are you doing?" And he convinced a couple of them to shut up until it got so widespread that everybody in the locker room knew it, and that's one of the reasons they shipped him to New York.
Right.
You know, I mean, the guy was actually telling opposing players what his pitcher was pitching.
So real fast, before we let you go, what should have been done with that, as far as the Astros?
I think he should never have granted as many immunities as possible, and probably the only thing he really could have done was strip the World Series title. I mean, he can't stop a team from going to the playoffs. I mean, otherwise the team might as well just shut the doors and not play for the year. You can't ban him from postseason in that respect for that reason. So, I mean, basically it was going to have to be something that had to do with something that was already awarded and put an asterisk on it or something. The other commissioners would never have stood for one of the teams not being eligible with postseason money, the TV money, everything that's involved in this baseball-wise. The other managers or the other team owners would have never stood for it.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Ralph, thanks again, man. Appreciate you joining. No problem, man. 610-632-0975. This is going to dominate spring training. It's going to dominate as soon as they take the field at the start of the regular season. And it's just going to be one of those things that continues for a while. There are going to be some controversial calls in games, right, where the Astros are going to be. Every team is always involved in some controversial call in the flow of the game. And with that, it's just going to bring up stuff. It's just going to bring up different things with the Astros when it comes to that, Josh.
And you also can't strip them of the World Series because we watch them win the World Series. What are the Dodgers going to now throw like a World Series parade and everything and pretend in an alternate universe they won? Reggie Bush got stripped of his 2005 Heisman. When you ask me about that season in college football, I think Reggie Bush won the Heisman. It doesn't matter that you stripped him of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're right there. You're right there. And it's going to be hard to do something like that. And Rob Manfred spoke, and we'll play that audio at some point. But what are you just going to have an empty name right there for that year of no team winning? That's what we're going to have? I mean, that's not what it's all about. Now, the cheating part. There's a little cheating going on, right? Basketball in the post, you do stuff and you grab arms and you wrap your leg around another to try to prevent a guy from moving a certain way. You might stick your leg out and trip, or you might stick your leg out at the three-point line. You know, those are little things within a game. But then there's too far. And the Astros simply went too far. 610-632-0975. Guys, we'll get to you on the other side. Hang on. Josh Rabick, Devon Givens with you until 10 at 8 o'clock. We will be joined by Joe Torre. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about the Astros in general and, of course, All-Star Weekend. So that's what we're talking about. We're here with you guys. Until then, 610-632-0975 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
701-975 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Josh Raby producing the show. You guys on the phone. 610-632-0975, talking about All-Star Weekend. The fourth quarter last night was really fun in the All-Star game where they really, really battled. And it was a final score of 157-155, came down to the end of the game, of course, 13-24. And here's how it went. 53 in the first quarter for LeBron's team, Giannis 41. 51-30, Giannis in the second quarter. 41 all in the third frame, and in the final quarter, obviously the most important at this point, 33-22, LeBron's team, victorious 157-155, and it was really entertaining. It really was. It changed some things for a lot of people. Now, as far as the dunk contest, before we get back to the phones and Dennis and Mike with the Astros, I just wanted to say one of my friends reached out via the text line and jumped in and said, Warren pointed out how he said, nah, has to be one winner when we were talking about Gordon and Derrick Jones Jr. That's where the creativity comes in. Dunk off until there is a clear-cut winner. Well, okay. Then it's going to be really subjective, of course, about how the judging system is, the fact that you have Dwayne Wade on the list of judges, when you have a former Miami Heat teammate that is clearly performing well, but so is Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic. That's going to be a controversial thing. Instead of just simply saying, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stop it here if this happens and let it go from there. Pick a winner from there then. If you're not going to give them a tie, pick a winner from there. But you don't go the extra overtime and have this happen where, as good as it was for Aaron Gordon to dunk over Taco Fall, I agree. It was fantastic. He had two other ones. The one from Markelle Fultz where he caught it with one hand off the side of the backboard and cuffed it and just spun around, and it obviously looks great in slow motion. It's fantastic. Derrick Jones Jr., though, he was amazing as well. He won. Then there are many people who say Aaron Gordon won. So if that's how you feel, Warren, about them having to give a clear-cut winner, then there's no need for that extra session at overtime. Bang, bang, you get three dunk-off done. 610-632-0975. And the Astros, we'll get into that a little bit now. Everybody's at spring training speaking out. Mike Trout speaking today. Manfred speaking out, of course, about certain things. And Josh, we have that, right? The audio. We'll get to it. We don't have to go now, but we're going to go to the phones, check in with Mike in Upper Dublin, talk about the Astros and an alternative punishment. What's up, Mike?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
No complaints. No complaints.
I hear you.
All right. So the Astros. I was listening before when you were talking about, you know, guys in the paint that are gripping arms and
yeah.
I guess, you know,
yeah, the little things. The little things.
Pine tar.
Yeah. How about that?
That's cheating. That's fouls. That's things in a game.
Right.
This is a systemic problem that this club allowed to go on. That robbed not only a given game, but robbed the whole season.
Yes.
It's a different thing. To that end, one, they fined them $5 million. Problem is, that's all that's allowed under Major League rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough. In a business where basically, I believe, every team is worth a billion or more, $5 million is a penny out of a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything. So that holds no teeth. Hinch and Lunau, or what were they suspended for? 1 year?
1 year.
Not enough. just as importantly, and I'll go back and I'll give you the example of a guy like Donald Sterling, the NBA.
Yes.
Who was banned for life.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that Jim Crane should be banned for life. I don't know. But I would ban him as well. I would push him out of the box. He can own the team. He can't come around the operations of the team for X number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the ability to find him more. You took away a couple of draft picks. I guess, what was it, 20 and 21, the top draft picks? It's something. It's not enough. The only way to do it would either be a dollar figure that is astronomical, 40, 50 million, or on top of that, banning the coach, the owner. Plus, you absolutely vacate that title. They cannot say they are World Series champions. That's offensive.
40, 50 million, that is a lot. If you're going to throw something now, you get your point across. You're probably right there, Mike. You would definitely get your point across.
If you want to do something, you want to get your point across.
You're right. That will get the point across. No question about it. But no, they certainly won't go that high.
Well, and they can under the current rules anyway.
Right. No, I understand. If I mean, that's the top, that's the max, that's all you can do. But to your point, hypothetically, if you could go higher than that, and you say 40, 50 million, that would absolutely get a point across. People would be losing their minds, especially the ownership group that has to pay that money. You're doggone right.
Either that, or maybe you take away their revenue share for the year from the TV contract.
I hear that.
You know, suspend their revenue sharing.
Yeah.
That's one thing. The other thing about it, which I find interesting, is everyone's command. It's perfect timing. Everyone's comparing it to Manchester City. You know, that they've been banned from UEFA, you know, from international competition, European competition, for the next 2 years, or 3 years, I think it is. The problem is, it's a different system. They were not suspended by their league. Their league is the Barclays Premier League, the EPL. They were suspended by a governing body, UEFA. Here, it would be like the only example we even have here, because baseball, it's only truly an American thing. There really is no governing body.
Mm-hmm.
The only example here would be as if an NBA team was suspended by FIBA, not the NBA. That's the equivalent.
Gotcha.
It can't happen in baseball.
Gotcha. Listen, Mike, great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. I mean, a lot there from Mike, stripping them of the title. They can't call themselves World Series champions. Certainly the $5 million is good, but others maybe should be banned for life. Pete Rose, banned for life. Same with Donald Sterling. Different, but I got Mike's point. That 40, 50 million, that would be, yikes. 610-632-0975. Dennis in Springfield. My man, Dennis, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on, Dan?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long while.
How you been, man?
I'm okay. My hours have been a little goofy at work, and I'm getting done a little bit early today. So, but whenever I hear you,
I
got to try and
reach
out to you. My Astros point is, and I think there's a difference between the word stripped and the word vacated.
Mm-hmm.
I think the title has to be vacated. I think when you open up the record books, there has to be no winner for the years they cheated. Right now you say to yourself, oh, but the fans still know, but, you know, the players still know who won. Yeah, but 20 years from now, they don't know. And you look in your book and the record books, oh, what happened in 2017? What happened in 2018? Well, that team cheated. And the other thing I would do, and this would affect the fans, you know, because the fans are going to say we won the title anyway. There's going to be no banner raised. There's going to be no ring ceremony. There's going to be no celebration of that title. If the owner wants to give the player rings in the locker room in private, fine. But you're not going to parade out there and have the rings like nothing happened. There has to be some kind of deterrent. And from what everything I've seen so far and heard so far, there really isn't. Except for, you know, a few people losing their jobs. I really don't see. I mean, the Phillies could say, you know what? We'll cheat this year. We'll do whatever we can to win. And if we win and get caught, so what? We still won. And there has to be a deterrent. And to take it one step further, if you want to really bust the players' chops, none of their stats count. from last year for their career totals.
That's a hit because certain guys are trying to reach certain milestones, and you're talking about some maybe incentives in their contracts that might have to that point then where you have to give that stuff back. Now, that'll get the Players, Players Association involved and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, that would be between, you know, the players and their team and the union. But when you look in the record book, you don't see somebody with 35 more home runs than they actually hit. There just has to be something. And to say that, well, the fans know they want it and it's really not going to affect them, I think that's like a cop-out. There's got to be something. I mean, you're not as old as me, as Devon, but you're a big basketball fan. All Howard Porter did was sign a professional contract. He didn't cheat. He just signed a contract before he graduated. And Villanova was they're out of the record book as losing to UCLA in the title game. They didn't even win the title. And they're out. Yeah. Marvin Barnes with Providence, same thing. And something's got to be done. And to just, like, you know, poo-poo it and have Altuve come out today and say he's taking responsibility for the team. Okay, well, you know what? None of your numbers count from last year.
Right, let's see how you feel about that. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Dan, great stuff, man. Thanks so much, as always. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. What do you think of that one, Josh, in terms of what Dennis said and also even going back to, you know, before where we're talking about possibly a higher number in millions taken away from the asterisk put up next to the name, and you're no longer, of course, allowed to call yourself champion, and possible banishment from the league for the owner.
Yeah, so to dive into all that, first off, he said something about 20 years from now, no one's going to remember. I gave the Reggie Bush example from 15 years ago, and it feels like yesterday.
Right.
So they will remember.
It's controversial.
Yeah, they will remember it. Yes, you put that little symbol next to it and you explain what happened and you hit them financially. Now, as far as getting further into whether we consider what the Astros did, you know, whether you take away the championship and everything, I just don't think you can.
Why?
Because it comes down to we don't forget about it. Like I said, if you take away everything where you think everybody cheated, okay, and this is where I was stumbling over everything, mm-hmm. You have cheaters all throughout baseball. Think about every single era of baseball. You have so many cheaters. You're just going to have to strip away every bit of history of the game because almost every era you can point to some form of a cheating scandal. We obviously have a large era of the steroid era, and it was one of the best times in baseball. You can't strip away everything, and to this, you're going to start going after almost each team, and there's so many World Series titles where there's some form of cheating involved, not to this level, but the precedent we're going to set. I mean, it's going to continue to happen in baseball, and I don't think that punishment is going to deter teams from doing it.
And when you say that, and I get it, and I understand it, I look at it, and you say, all right, as you say, we're never going to forget it, okay? Never going to forget it. But if you do remove it from the record books and you take that away, doesn't it sting more knowing that it was done? We will never forget it, but it does not count in terms of the history of the game for your personal stats and on and on and on. I get it, but doesn't it hurt that much more knowing that, damn, I did that, but it doesn't.
I think the asterisk hurts more because you and I were talking during the break about what would happen if there was this type of controversy around the Eagles or the Phillies, our two most recent major championships, and all the little things that somebody might mention during those runs, how defensive we get. Imagine if there was something to the Astros level that was put in there that we had to try and defend. It wouldn't matter if it was vacated, because we're champions in our mind. It's the argument of why we're not champions that would drive us more crazy than anything.
Yeah, and as a fan, you're going to stick up for your squad no matter what. But then there are some that are going to be like, look, morally, it is what it is. They were wrong. They did everything wrong. They handled it wrong. And this is what happens. There are going to be penalties. There are repercussions for certain things. And that's just how it's going to be. It's just simply going to be that way. And I get the asterisk and everything. Guess what? The asterisk will still be there. But the other stuff, we've taken this away. You can't have this up in your stadium. And yes, you still have the hat. Keep the hat. That's going to sting even more when you look at it and say, dang, they just took the, we just, now we're staying on baseball's history books and all of that. And we, I might have hit this milestone again in the season where I had 48 home runs, was a career high and all. And the memories are there, but it didn't count because it's now taken away from you. You don't have it any longer. The memories will be there. But in terms of, once again, the record books and your fans are going to stick up and say, I don't care what they did, we still won. Same thing the Philadelphia fans would say. I get it. But consequences.
How different is baseball than the other sports, though? I mean, you can go to cork bats, pine tar, and I know this isn't the same level as sign stealing, but performance-enhancing drugs like the spitball, like everything you go throughout baseball history. This is, unfortunately, a part of the culture that I don't think you're just going to get. There's this idea of, oh, you're going to deter people from doing this. Really? With the punishments that you have in baseball for performance-enhancing drugs, people are still getting popped for that. Mm-hmm. You think you're ever going to completely clean up the game or you're going to find a way that they don't get an edge? It's the same way you keep punishing the Patriots in football. You think Bill Belichick's not going to find a way to try and bend the rules? Now imagine that being every team in baseball. That's baseball's culture.
It is, and it's a sticky situation. But this is what the commissioner is for. This is what these conversations are for. And when Dennis brought up, was Dennis that brought up Donald Sterling? But bringing up Donald Sterling, that ultimately went to the commissioner. And then after the commissioner, it went to the rest of the owners where they had to vote on what needed to be done, what should have been done. Do you do that? Do the owners stand with one another and say, you know what? No, we're not going to do this to him because this is unprecedented. It was an isolated thing. Once this happens, just like with Sterling, they were a little worried. Well, if this comes out and this happens, we have our own little skeletons in the closet. With our skeletons in the closet, is he now going to start singing? The other owner, are things going to now be leaked about us and some of the things that we've done that we don't want to come to light? All of that stuff, I mean, all this stuff comes into play with things, when things happen that are not supposed to happen. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh Rabick producing the show, talking some hoops, talking some Astros. I want to let you know about the 7 o'clock hour, which is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. I do want to tell you while we're here, a little programming note. On Saturday, we have the Sixers pregame show running solo this Saturday. No D. Lineham with me on Saturday. I will be downtown on Saturday, starting at, I believe, 6 o'clock, as we do the show from Kavanaugh's downtown Rittenhouse at 6 o'clock. So we go 6 to 8:15, getting you ready for Sixers-Bucks basketball at 8:30 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So if you're downtown, you're in the area, you don't want to sit in the house and you want to come hang out, watch the game with us, or get ready for the game, because I actually have to come back here and do the post-game show for Sixers.com here on the Sixers Radio Network. We'll be at Kavanaugh's at 6 o'clock, 1823 Samson Street, presented by Corona. 610-632-0975. As we talk about, once again, just giving you guys the other part of what we've been doing, certainly talking about the Astros, which is a deep conversation. It's a real conversation about what's going on in baseball and where they are, the state of baseball, and now people coming out and speaking out, having Mike Trout come out and speak about the whole controversial thing with Major League Baseball and the Houston Astros and what they did, and so many others around the league. What's going on there? Once again, you look at it on ESPN and the headlines, the six headlines, bang, 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 all Astros, all Astros, all Astros. It's not going to go away. It's just not going to go away. But just to, again, to let everybody know, talking about, of course, the Astros, talking about the All-Star Weekend festivities starting on Friday with the Rising Stars game. No one cares about the celebrity game unless we're playing in it. And if it comes to Philadelphia, you better believe we're in it after my knee is all ready to go, right? So All-Star Weekend with the All-Star game, fantastic. All-Star Saturday night, very good, with the three-point shootout coming down to the final shot. Buddy Hield edging out Devin Booker. Dunk contest, controversial. Derrick Jones Jr., the winner, Chester native, taken down. Of course, he's of the Miami Heat, taking down Aaron Gordon as they went into overtime with their dunk off. And after Aaron Gordon dunked over Taco Fall, it's like, wait a minute, he's won. He's got 550s. No. He did not get one there. So, see, Aaron Gordon felt it should have stopped after his fifth 50. And that was it. 610-632-0975. So we want to get your thoughts on the All-Star Weekend, how you thought everything played out over the weekend. Is your interest back in the All-Star game, basketball? Right, All-Star Weekend? It has always been fun. It's a show. Celebrities show up. Oh, the big deal. This is the one where everyone is shows up. Major League Baseball does not happen. NHL, not the same. Certainly with the Pro Bowl, no one cares. This one, the celebrities are on top of you, the other athletes who are participating in certain things like the All-Star game, or if they're playing in the skills challenge, they go clean up, take their shower, come back out, get ready for the three-point shootout and the dunk contest. Everyone's there. It's just a big, big celebration of the game, the midseason. Everybody takes that break. You get 9 days off, and you get back at it when it's time to get back at it. But it was fun. It was good to see everything play out the way it did, even though there was a little controversy with the dunk contest. Even at the end of the All-Star game itself, 157-155, LeBron's team over Giannis' squad, that it was a fun weekend. It was fun. The old days, we just had a little bit more fun with knowing that Dominique and Jordan were going to go after it. J.R. Ryder and Kobe Bryant, Harold Miner, these dunkers that were not afraid to go up there and get it done. The judges being who they were. All of that stuff. Fantastic. This weekend was pretty good. I've had my concerns about some of the others. This weekend was pretty good. So Matt and Joel, everybody else, hang on. We'll take this quick break. Want to give you all your time. 610-632-0975. Get your thoughts on the Astros All-Star Weekend. Simmons and Embiid performed very well for their teams as well. Only one came out on top. Ben Simmons beat out Joel Embiid and Giannis' squad by 2 points. And by the way, yes, if the Sixers do get the All-Star game back here, celebrity game time. My brace will be shed by then. I'll be out there. Although I'm not a celebrity, I'm just saying. The connections that we have. 610-632-0975. Josh Ravey producing. I'm Devon Gibbons. Joe Torti in at 8 here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh, man. Getting a little kickback about me playing in the game. All-Star Weekend. Might have to go to Indianapolis next year for All-Star Weekend. Get my name in a hat. 610-632-0975. It's always funny to watch those. Because you know how you watch them? Even when they have, for you, baseball, right? And they have the celebrity televised games, celebrity baseball All-Star, and they had the celebrities playing the celebrity game, you're like, yeah, all right, you know. In a softball, all right. And I look at him like, yeah, I know Common can play a little bit, but yeah, I would dog him. Right? You're sitting there and you're like, all right, yeah, I would dog him. Quavo, he's just talking a lot. I'll dog him too. And now I'm not messing with Candace Parker, although I'm not going to back away from the challenge and all of that stuff. But those guys out there, you look at them, you're like, man, I'm not worried about them. Let's go at it. 610-632-0975. I'm not going to say I would get cooked because I'm just not. But it is what it is. Let's go to Joel and Overbrook joining us next on 97.5. What's going on, Joel?
Well, here's the thing, man. I never liked Barry Bonds ever, and I double hated him when, you know, we found out that he was using some form of juice. Okay.
Right.
Sammy Sosa, same thing. And then that turkey Mark McGwire, that irritated me. That's cheating. They don't ever deserve to go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's awful. Now, you take a look. If you're stealing a sign from a third base coach, well, shame on the third base coach, okay? However, if you've got an iPad and you're sitting in center field behind the scoreboard and you've got binoculars on and you say, okay, he's putting down two fingers, it's a curveball, you know what? That's wrong. That's awful.
Mm.
That's cheating. I think that should be taken out of sports, but nobody really said anything about the home runs because I guess people like to see home runs. And yeah,
absolutely. You know that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Harper hit 40, 50, 60 home runs. Okay. I don't think he ever will. But you know what? It takes all. I just believe in fairness. I dislike Bill Belichick. Okay. For, you know, the alleged, it's alleged that he was taping conversations in the locker room, visiting teams' locker room.
Right.
You know, trying to hear their strategy. Well,
but when you keep hearing things over and over again, you're like, yeah, something happened.
You're right. Something did happen, but that's not fair. It's just, it's awful when you condone that. But I don't think they came down hard enough on those home run hitters because that was terrible. Now, here's an illegal substance. You know,
yes.
These guys are doing it. You don't know how that's going to ruin their bodies in the future, you know? And if they're dumb enough that they want that gratification of hitting all those home runs and, you know, by taking the juice and then dying like 10 years earlier, I don't know how cool that is. I really don't.
Nah, I mean, and that's the thing that everyone continues to talk about where the punishment is just simply not enough. Just simply not enough.
You're correct, and I think, quite frankly, that the Astros, they just, you know, a couple of these guys deserve to sit out a year for doing something like that. I know if I were a New York Yankees fan, God forbid, but if I were a New York Yankees fan, I'd be furious, man. I just, you know, I would be beside myself, you know?
Yep.
That's something like that going on, but...
But then they should feel better that Mookie Betts is now in the National League. So, you know.
Yeah, Mookie played for us. Tell you.
I wish he did, man. Thanks so much, Joel. Appreciate the phone call. 610-632-0975. So many opinions about this entire thing with the Houston Astros. And I have to tell you from afar, when we're looking at the Phillies and their rebuild and everything, trying to put things together after the great years that they had here with the World Series runs, the National League East champions, the great players that we saw here that we named earlier, you looked at the Astros from afar and say, man, they're just doing it right. I admire that team. That's a good squad. I like what they're doing. I like how they're putting things together, the homegrown talent that they have, the scouting that they do to find these players that they develop, and they are their own. Right? It's fantastic. And you're jealous. Why are they sped up? And then they start winning very quickly. And you're like, man, this is the model that you want to follow, the Phillies. that the Houston Astros are out there getting things done. And then you hear this, and yeah, I got to be honest, when we first started hearing it, as much as we've heard different scandals of teams doing all these different things, I was shocked, especially how they did it, right? Especially how they did it. Got, you know, the trash cans. Fantastic. Nope. You got caught. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Truth in Philly next on 97.5. What's happening, Truth?
What's going on, my guy?
What's happening with you, man? How you been?
Good, man. I'm okay. I want to say I enjoyed last night's All-Star game. I like the new format. I do. I thought it made the game more competitive.
Yes, I agree with you. Certainly the charity involved, always great. But having the, you know, the total number of points added up, then you get to 24 for Kobe, and then at the end, having to hit that one number where it's a flat-out number. It's like us playing out in the on the schoolyard, and we're saying, you know what, we're going to 12. Bottom line.
That's what I liked about it.
Bottom line.
It was relatable to us. It was relatable to the dudes who are balling on the street, on the courts, you know what I mean? It's like these guys have to ball to get to that number. They have to put in the work, and I like that. But what I didn't like was how out of shape Embiid looked. I am furious with him. I mean, in the fourth quarter, the dude was sweating like crazy. He looked slow. And what made it worse for him was you could compare him to Giannis right next to him, who was in impeccable shape. Looked good, played defense in the fourth, was sprinting back and forth. I mean, Joel Embiid, to me, relatable to his conditioning, is a disgrace. And I think he's going to ultimately cost us a championship this year. And he's holding Ben Simmons back by playing with him.
Well, here's where I'll defend him for last night. All-star games are a guards game. They just run up and down. You know what it is. Alley-oops, fancy passes, dunks. He can't keep up with them. Now you can say, all right, well, how come Rudy Gobert is able to keep up? He's a little more, well, he's a little more fleet of foot. Jokic, he's out of shape. He cannot keep up with them. So that's the only way I would defend Joel Embiid for last night. But I've always been in your corner, Truth, where his conditioning can be a problem for this team going forward. And, of course, with their championship aspirations, he has to be able to be out there because he was not in top shape. And when he was injured during the 17-18 playoffs, and last year we know what happened where he was sick, but also a little bit out of shape as well.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't compare him to Rudy Gobert. I compare him to Giannis. And Giannis.
And I'm only saying that because they play different positions. That's why I brought up Rudy Gobert.
Giannis, that dude was last night was impeccable shape. I look at Embiid, that's the level of cardiovascular shape he needs to be in, and he just doesn't take the game serious enough to do it. And my second point is, how in the world did Kyle Lowry get in this game, but Ben Simmons didn't?
Well, first of all, Nick Nurse was the head coach. That's his coach. So I'll answer that one right there. Thanks for the call. But secondly, I just felt maybe they just wanted somebody smaller to run around with their guard, whether it be Russell Westbrook, James Harden. And Ben Simmons does a nice job defensively where he's going to be an all-league defender. I'm leaning more towards veteran and the fact that his coach, Nick Nurse, was the head coach for Team Giannis. That's how he got the run. 610-632-0975. So they were on opposite sides anyway. Lowry was on Team Giannis. Right. Lowry was on Team Giannis while Ben Simmons was on Team LeBron. So I don't know what Frank Vogel was doing. He went with James Harden, Chris Paul, who was having a great game. James Harden, not so much, but he's a scorer and you need points. LeBron, Kawhi, and who was the fifth? Now you have me thinking. I don't even remember who the fifth was as I go back and check out the score from yesterday. Who was the fifth? Can't even remember who. Oh, Anthony Davis was on the floor. Anthony Davis, Kawhi, LeBron, James Harden, Chris Paul. I don't put Ben Simmons out there over any of them. I'm just not. Chris Paul was on the, Kyle Lowry was on the opposite side. 610-632-0975. And just a quick update on the Jeff Green thing with the Houston Rockets. It looks like it's going to be a 10-day contract to start for the Houston Rockets. I would have given Jeff Green the 10-day. See what's up. Yes, I would have. 610-632-0975. We'll certainly share, too, some of the tweets. We've got quite a few to give people everything about the what people on social media have been saying. Yes, the 10-day contract with the Rockets, giving him a chance to be comfortable with the fit before committing to a deal for the rest of the season, per sources. That is Adrian Wojnarowski from, of course, ESPN. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Josh Rabick is producing. Joe Torti will be in at 8 right here on Fanatic.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
745 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you here until 10. Joe Torti up in 15 minutes. Josh Rabick doing a fantastic job as always producing the show. Once again, 610-632-0975. Lots going on. All right, here's one of our guys, Elbows Shaferi on Twitter, says, it isn't going away, but I bet ratings for the Astros on national TV will be way up, and attendance at their away games goes up as well. The owners laugh all the way to the bank. No such thing as bad publicity. You might be right. You might be right there. Many people say any publicity, good publicity, no matter what.
Madonna.
Madonna, yeah. As far as the Astros on the road and the attendance for the away games, I'm sure early on, fans will be out there, and first of all, they're going to be there to support their teams because the season is just getting underway, and as you start to really see how things are going to play out with their teams and you start seeing attendance dwindle, you know they're going to give it to the Astros everywhere they go, every single place that they go. Everywhere. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. 610-632-0975. Rich Punch Drunk 15 on Twitter says, here's the out of the box punishment for the Astros for this whole season. Every team gets to know what pitches are coming on every at bat. That would be great, but it's not going to happen, right? I hear you though, Rich. That would be great. But I mean, it's going to be a problem. It's the biggest story, as Joe Torti talked about. He'll speak on it when he joins us at 8 o'clock, but it's a huge deal. It's the bottom line. Huge, huge deal in sports in general. And for them, I don't know how their fans feel about everything that's taking place. And Manfred, you know, his punishment with the Astros, he had an exclusive interview talking about everything. And now it's just affecting so many people. Banned for life. I'm looking at this thing on ESPN where you have Pete Rose and, you know, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Now we have, who knows if Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa will ever be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame because of what they did. Certainly players that are worthy of it because of their numbers, but some of their numbers are what they are because of the cheating. And now this is just going to carry over. It's going to hover for a majority of the season for them. Now, if they get to the World Series, how's that going to work? Because you'll talk about it and say, look what they had to overcome, everything that's been on them all year. And they're saying they had these distractions. He's going to bond together and get back to where they were and show that it wasn't a fluke and all of that stuff. It sounds great. But will they be able to do it? And if they do get there, people are going to be like, oh, still cheating. All that stuff doesn't matter. They found a way. They have a new way to not just beating on the trash cans that we have over here. Beating on the trash cans is just something totally different. So it's just a mess with them, with baseball. What's the resolution? What should happen? Did Major League Baseball handle this the right way? 610-632-0975. As far as the All-Star Weekend, just a fun weekend. Enjoyed it. It was good to see some good entertainment out there. That's what it's all about. Freezing in Chicago. I'm glad I did not go. It's freezing out there. No, I don't like the cold, Joe Torti. Can't deal with it. So I'm glad I did not go. So, but it was just a good weekend, though, in terms of the basketball and seeing everything out there. And Embiid and Simmons doing what they did in 17 and 23. 17 for Simmons, 23 for Embiid. Good showings for them. But did it matter? I mean, when you look at it, did it really do anything for you in terms of them being in the All-Star game? You love the fact that they're there and they're representing the city and all of that stuff, but they don't really do much. It doesn't really do much, have the same impact as before. Elbow Shaferi also points out in regards to the Astros, anytime you can employ the methods of a first-class organization like the NCAA, you have to do it. I hear you. First-class NCAA with all the stuff that they do and getting themselves in this mess overall. And we also, when we put up the tweet as we got the show started, how did you feel about All-Star Weekend? Did the changes to the actual game help your interest level? And what were your biggest takeaways from the past couple of days? We have a lot of responses. Ryan 911, Ryan H, awful, get rid of it. Delco Pete jumps in. Nope. Clutch Lido, Clutch City on Twitter. I watch it every year no matter what, but the new rule changes took the best All-Star event out of all four sports to another level. So it did. It just brought that interest back because so much is lost in these games anymore where it's just the dunks, it's just the alley-oops, no defense, no one cares. They're all going to get the bonus that they're going to get from playing in the game and there's no big deal. Well, the number starts to change in terms of them getting more money for the winners. Then the charities are involved. Now, Kobe Bryant angle of all of it elevates the play for everyone out there on the floor. It was just good competition to see everyone out there. The young players had to sit and watch as the vets took center stage at the end in the fourth quarter. And it was fun just to watch them play basketball and not do all that other stuff that we've seen over the years where it was starting to make you lose interest in the All-Star game, which is, as Clutch City pointed out, the best All-Star event of all four sports, and they took it to another level. The defensive intensity, the shooting that was out there, Kawhi Leonard, 8 of 14 from deep, 7 of 11 for Chris Paul. Just good basketball play all game, and especially when it counted the most in the fourth quarter, where they took it as serious as they did with the bickering with the officials in an exhibition game. The charges, as we mentioned, with Kyle Lowry, taking place with him in an All-Star game. Who does that, right? Giannis being Giannis, and B with the dream shake that was probably, we've seen him do it before, but that was arguably the best one we've ever seen him put on display. And he did it over LeBron James in the clutch, made his free throws where Anthony Davis tightened up at the end where he had to make the two free throws. He had a chance to win. All he needed was one. He missed the first. And then he comes back later on and says, yeah, I just wanted to create some more drama. That's why I missed the first one. No, you didn't. As an 84% free throw shooter for the Lakers this season. No, that was some pressure right there. First of all, he was at home in Chicago. Secondly, he was on the line, needing 1 point of two, knowing that if he missed, he gave the other team an opportunity. If they got 2 points, game over. It was on him. So that game had it all. Good drama, good basketball overall, great play from the players. Great to see everybody engaged with everything that was going on out there. Just a fun weekend for All-Star Weekend. And now the Sixers, they get back at it on the floor on Thursday, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic at 8 o'clock as they host the Brooklyn Nets. And the Sixers carry a three-game winning streak, winning their last three at home. The final game last Tuesday, defeating the Los Angeles Clippers, where Ben Simmons played arguably his best game of his career. Joel Embiid also a solid night with 26 points. They each had 26 on that night. They look very good. Can they carry that over into the second part of the season with 27 games remaining, 14 at home, 13 on the road? We know about their road woes, how great they are at home. Well, they can continue their winning ways, picking up a win over a very good Brooklyn team in the playoff hunt themselves, with the Sixers trying to elevate their play in the standings in the NBA because they don't want to drop down too far in the Eastern Conference. Well, right now they are still in fifth place, two games up on the Indiana Pacers, a game and a half behind the Miami Heat, 4.5 behind the Boston Celtics. How high can they climb? 610-632-0975. We'll get back. 8 o'clock. That's when we'll be joined by Joe Torti as we run 8 to 10 together right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.